This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand. In other parts of the world, this modern financial meltdown is being solved in part by a very old economic tool, bartering. For example, Thailand and Iran are trading food and oil. Javier Blas wrote about this new bartering for the Financial Times, where he's the commodities correspondent, and he's here now. So first, Thailand has rice, Iran has oil. Tell us about that exchange.
Thailand has a lot of rice. Thailand is the largest exporter of rice in the world. Iran, obviously, is one of the members of OPEC, has a lot of oil. Both of them, they were having problems trading throughout the financial system, particularly Iran. It was being unable to open some instruments that traders call letters of credit. And so they decided that it was too difficult doing throughout the financial channels, and they have come back to the system we were using 500 or more years ago. It's used, I have the oil, you have the rice, let's agree with a price and let's barter. And that's what is happening right now. A delegation for Thailand is in Iran and they're discussing the terms, the prices and the volumes. But at the end of the day, probably the end of this year, beginning of 2009, we're going to begin to see that Thailand sends rice and Iran sends oil and use no payment, use an exchange of goods.
Even though oil prices are falling almost daily, this seems like a good deal for Thailand, I guess.
It's not a perfect deal. None of the two countries would like to trade in this way. But in the current situation, that's the only way that they are finding. The case of Iran is also make more difficult to trade because of the sanctions against the regime. Obviously, no U.S. bank is helping Iran with finance. And some of the European banks that previously were involved in trade with Iran are no longer doing it. So that's making Iran even more difficult to trade, plus the current financial crisis.
What about some other countries? I've heard Saudi Arabia and Pakistan have deals that are essentially bartering.
Pakistan has failed to pay part of his oil bill to Saudi Arabia. So basically what Saudi Arabia is saying, okay, that's fine, you don't need to pay, but in exchange we are going to get some food and also we are going to get access to your fertile land because we want Saudi companies to set up farms in Pakistan. So it's, in a way, it's a bartering agreement.
And what about South Korea? I've heard they have an interesting deal with Madagascar.
Yes, indeed. South Korea, that's not bartering, but it's just food security. And South Korea has made or is just discussing a huge investment in land in Madagascar. They are buying 1.3 million hectares of land. That's basically around the size of the Connecticut state in the United States.
The size of Connecticut? Uh-huh.
Yeah, or just here in Europe, we will say that it's half the size of Belgium. That is, so it's impressive. It's a huge deal, and so far it's the largest ever done. And the deal is because South Korea is a huge importer of corn. They are importing a lot of corn from the United States, and South Korea has get a bit worried about their food security. It's not just the price; it's also that they are concerned that at some point they are going to be unable to secure all the food they need. And obviously, the country is heavily populated, poor in resources. So what they are doing is let's have farms in Madagascar and grow corn for shipping to South Korea. So that's basically how the deal is going to work.
Do you expect more countries to begin bartering for food?
I think that we are going to see more countries bartering for food. It will be no surprise at all if we begin to see some Caribbean countries and also countries in West Africa. They are having huge difficulties to access to credit. So probably their only way to get out of this is going to be bartering. But the question here is to barter. You need the two sides having something to barter. And from some very poor countries, they don't have access to the credit, so they cannot trade. But also, they don't have anything to offer in exchange. If you are a really poor country, you don't have nothing to barter. So in those countries, what is going to happen is probably the government is going to have to step in the private sector and just guarantee that they're going to pay for the food. And we are already seeing some examples in West Africa about this.
In West Africa?
Yeah.
Javier Blas of the Financial Times in London. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.